It's no April Fool's joke. Happy days are here again!
Hello and welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for April 1st, 2019. I'm Janine Fadich and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stanton.
Charles Schultz. How long can we drag this out?
And you'd be dead.
Yeah, that's nah, okay, never mind.
Yeah, that stuff comes soon enough, don't rush it.
Thanks for the upper there, honey.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. We're going to get right to it. We actually spent a nice weekend with our daughter-in-law, who is presenting in Cleveland, Ohio, and we spent
right
time
at the
Cleveland.
Physical Anthropology Convention.
Yes, and so we got to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Which was actually fun. I didn't think they could do much with just instruments and
well, but they
costumes,
had the music.
So. Yeah, the music was great. Got to listen to a lot of music and seen billboards and or what do you call it? Handbills from different concerts.
Yeah,
and I liked because I grew up in Los Angeles area listening to DJs. They had a lot of the DJs. They had a whole section on that, which was fun to listen to the DJs of my youth.
Well, what's weird is that your youth is now part of a museum.
I know.
It's really strange. Yeah, I it was a lot of fun. It really was. Obviously, spending time with our daughter-in-law and her
the
family.
The best part.
That was pretty cool. We were going to go to Canton, but we didn't. The weather got
bad, so
yeah, of course, because you know the last day of March, it's
destroy
gonna...
Scott's dreams.
It was a dream that has always been a dream of mine. Did
but
you not know that
there.
Before we went to this trip?
I knew you wanted to go, but I didn't know it was a dream.
It was a dream when I was a kid, man. I wanted to go so bad, and we came with an eyelash, so maybe next time.
And the longer you wait, the more stuff will be in it.
I don't care about that. I want the stuff from Lance Allworth. I wanted to go to the Lance Allworth. He was the first AFL player to be inducted into the Hall of Fame, and he's my sports hero.
We'll get there, I'm sure.
Or not. Like you said, apparently we're going to die sooner.
Didn't say that.
Sooner
I said
than
eventually. I said don't rush it.
Okay, so this week we announced that, and I'm still bouncing back and forth. We have the graphics and so on, as Winslow is going to run for president. Carmen kind of fiddled with the idea, kind of dropped that. I'm not sure what I'm going to do with that. So I put that aside. But Winslow, should he join the field? And the fact of the matter is, everyone else is jumping in. And guy who's actually kind of like the flavor of the week is the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. Apparently quite an impressive guy.
So I hear.
But he just raised. He just announced that he raised $7 million this last fundraising cycle. So who knows? I mean, you know, here's the thing. Here's one of the legacies of Donald Trump. Whenever anyone says they're going to run, Oprah, the mayor of South Bend.
We take him seriously now.
We can't because, Jesus, it really can't happen. When we were telling our kids anyone can be president, it turned out it was true. Who knew? So I just go on with that. As Carmen points out, if he wins, he wouldn't be the weirdest president we've ever elected or the weirdest choice.
True, and actually someone commented on that. Now I have to find where it was.
Okay, I can keep talking.
Oh, here we go. Rob 43 said, yep, now a bunch of people will agree, but they will be talking about different presidents. I vote for Buchanan as the weirdest.
Buchanan was an odd guy. You know, if you can think about, you to touch on a subject I love is presidential history, but Buchanan, James Buchanan, was the came from Pennsylvania. He was pro-slavery Democrat. I mean, like, he really hated black people a lot. Hmm. And really, the fact that a civil war was coming on to the country, he thought, well, that can be a good thing.
Right.
Yeah. The image is he was our only bachelor president. He had a very intimate, loving relationship with another guy. We're thinking he may be our first, you know, gay president. But one of the little tidbits that you can spread around cocktail parties to impress your friends and neighbors. You always see the image of him. He's always got his chin tucked into his chest. Is he was badly nearsighted in one eye and farsighted in the other.
So that was just to try to see.
Yeah.
Things?
So to compensate for that eyesight, he had this weird little juxtapose of his head. He was a perennial candidate. He finally got the nomination in 1856 and won that election. Drove the country right into a civil war because he was weird and just a bad president.
You know, I think that would make him the worst then, because I think the Civil War is probably the worst thing that happened to this country.
Well, that and
I mean, we're still arguing about it today.
I was thinking, but that may be just me.
Well, you mentioned there are a lot of people running, so Stop Trolling says, choices can be good. Unfortunately, we have allowed two political parties to take over the selection process, whereby they only allow us to choose from the limited selection they allow to run. Who remembers Bob Dole's ill-fated, "The Republican Party has to pick me because they owe me for 30-plus years of service," run against Bill Clinton? In the end, both parties choose their most loyal toadies. Throw all their money behind them and give us a choice of dumb and dumber in November.
See, I really love the idea of, and maybe we need to switch to a parliamentary seat. Obviously, that'd be a quantum change in our politics and our form of government. But I love looking at ballots like from Israel or from South Africa or any place that has an open ballot access. And so, I mean, I can remember the first election with Nelson Mandela. They became collector's items. And the ballots actually have photographs and symbols because a lot of people can't read. So in order, let's say, and one of the parties I'll remember to this day, it was the soccer party.
The soccer party?
The soccer party. Not sure what it stood for, not sure.
Soccer, I'm thinking? Or is it, which kind of soccer?
Well, football.
Okay, we're not socking some woman.
No. It's, or a man. You're just socking. Or sock her. I got it, yeah. Or punching a French dog. Soccer! Okay, we can go on if you want.
You
no, but I always thought that was kind of an amazing, I love the idea that you had those choices. And I couldn't agree more with Stop Trolling here because, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Stop Trolling also goes on to say that 4 to 5 significant parties would mostly assure that no single dominant group and require coalition governments formed on the basis of cooperation and compromise. Extremism would be political suicide.
Exactly, and you wouldn't have the extremism we have today. We didn't always have this, and this is an old man rant, okay? And guess what? I'm old. So, you know, I'm the last month of my life where I'm going to be in my 50s. Think about that for a minute. Well, if you're listening, you probably don't care, but I care. Shut up. Get off my lawn. Anyway, back in the day when you had two parties, the Republican and Democratic Party had very broad tents. You know, the Democratic Party, you could have George McGovern or Hubert Humphrey, but you could also have George Wallace and Lester Maddox were Democrats. On the Republican side, you could have Ronald Reagan, but you could also have Nelson Rockefeller. You could have this broad spectrum for both of them, and they were fighting for the middle. And now it seems to me they're fighting for the edges. It's a very strange thing to witness, and still very difficult for someone like me, my age, frankly, to get their hands around. But yeah, I would love to have newer. That's why I pushed so hard for Gary Johnson last in 2016.
Just to get another party in there.
I would love to have seen a viable third party, fourth party. I mean, I thought they said, well, what if you could have 4 or 5 candidates up there? That would be great. Not the 13 or 15 they had during the Republican primary. But they said, what if Gary Johnson makes the debate? Then should they open it up to Jill Stein? Hell yeah! It would have been great.
Well, because you're discussing issues, and there's nothing wrong with discussing issues.
And approaches and solutions to problems. So, yeah, I would be all for that. So, yeah, the two-party system is failing us badly right now. And the fact of the matter is both parties have such a strong monopoly, we're not going to see ballot access be liberalized in any way, shape, or form. So you're not going to have states that have, like Minnesota had, I think it was the Farmer and Workers Party, which was exactly what it sounds like. But it was a viable party and elected people. They have independents up there. Made a bad choice with Jess Ventura, but they still had that option. I would love to see that happen more and more. Maybe it will. I doubt it, but maybe it will.
So Winslow also was going off to New Hampshire, and Jay Gray said, when you go out, do not forget to go to Wisconsin. It has been shown that you cannot blame the Russians when you lose. To which Darson54 responded, you forgot a hostile press that only covered emails, an unending congressional investigation that never found anything, an FBI director who sabotaged you in the last week, and 30-plus years of hateful and untrue propaganda around your name, which continues even today because you're their favorite enemy.
Yeah, I think there's something to be said for that, but by turns, who wrote that?
That was Darson.
Darson, yeah, you're a favorite. Thank you for writing again, Darson. But, you know, I would turn that around and say, well, then the Republicans and the Trumpites are going to be able to say the same thing. You don't think the press has been antagonistic towards this administration and this guy? Rightfully so in many cases, but they're going to be able to have the same wine and the same banter. And I know Hillary Clinton was a bad candidate. It's that simple. So what else? So what other comments do we have, Janine?
Okay. They're discussing the qualifications. Carmen asked Winslow, what are his qualifications? And the one thing was the tie, to which Coffee Cup said, I love this. Nobody's got a bigger tie than me. In fact, no one ever heard of ties until I wore them. Nobody knew about them until I told them. In the style of Trump, which someone said, I looked that up. Trump never said that.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. We're going to leave the podcast on that. Is that okay?
Sure.
Because he does have the biggest ties of all time. I do the worst Donald Trump imitation in podcasting. So you're lucky to hear that. Thank you for listening to this week's. Thank you, Janine.
You're welcome.
And thank you all for listening to this week's edition. Thank you, Brian Altimer, our wonderful producer. Thank you to WGN and WGN Plus for hosting us and letting us use their really cool equipment and make us sound so awesome. We do sound awesome. Actually, we were driving to Cleveland, as we mentioned at the top of the podcast, and we listened to the podcast. I made Janine listen to her voice.
Which I hate.
And you made sounds like...
Yes.
I thought you were going to like freeform rap for... But you didn't. You just started making noises at the podcast because you don't like hearing your voice. But you have a great voice. You do a great job.
Well, I'm glad you think so.
I know some people have told me that.
Family members, but thank you.
Well, close family members, but no, you do a wonderful job, and thank you. And Janine also puts together the comments for this show, and she does a lot of work, so thank you. I appreciate it. I'm trying to think. What else do I have to say? Oh, if you want to follow the antics of Carmen and Winslow, you can by going to gocomics.com/prickly city. You can register. If you register, it's free, and you get free stuff. And they're not annoying, by the way. They don't send you like, hey, no. we're selling, you know, tea trays with your favorite cartoon characters on it. You won't get that stuff. You get what you want. And so it's really worth it. I really do. If you listen to this podcast and you haven't yet, I recommend that you do. Leave a comment and maybe we'll read it here on the podcast. And if you want to contact us directly, go ahead and email us at pricklycity@gmail.com. That's pricklycity@gmail.com. Once again, thank you so much for listening. Until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.